Blog Talk Radio.
Say it loud. I'm blacks. Black and I'm proud. Say it loud. I'm blacks. B-L-A-X. Black. B-L-A-C-K. And proud. Say it loud. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital X. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital C.
Hey, hey, welcome to Blacks Black Radio. Hoo Jambo. Hello, Keith Swahili. Today is going to be how I'm going to start doing this from now on. 8:30 a.m. West Coast time, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Now, my Blacks Black TV, YouTube, 9 a.m. Monday, Wednesday, Friday. West Coast time, 9 a.m. 9 a.m. West Coast time, Blacks Black TV. And at 8:30 a.m. West Coast, this Blacks Blacks Radio. Today, we're going to be talking about Sir Mr. Granville Taylor Woods. Born April 23rd, 1856. Left here January 30th, 1910. He held more than 50 patents in the United States. He self-taught. He concentrated most of his work on trains and streetcars. Yeah, the telegraph. He was, okay, now, this is something I'm getting ready to stop doing because all this, his mother was half this and his father was half that. He was a black man, B-L-A-X, B-L-A-C-K, blacks, black man, period. All this, when they be trying to split up the nationalities of him, he is a black man. Now, in 18, he obtained a job as a fireman in 1872. And then the Southern Railroad in Missouri, he eventually became an engineer. Now, remember, all this time, he was teaching himself. He took a job aboard the steamer Ironsides, and within 2 years became chief engineer. Now, this is telling you about how this man's brain was steady moving. He reorganized his Cincinnati company as the Woods Electric Company. In 1892, he moved his resource operations to New York City, where he was joined by his brother, Lyons Woods, who also had several inventions. Now, one more time. This man, Taylor Woods, I'm learning about him as I'm talking about him. So, one more time. We are learning about our Blacks, Blacks, history, world history. He was described as articulate and well-spoken, with, in other words, and meticulous in stylish in the choice of clothing, and as a man who preferred to dress in black. Black on black, that's right, man. That's what he was all about. His inventions, invented and patented tunnel construction for the electric railroad system and was referred to by some as the Black Edison. One more time. It's always, I didn't mean to read that, but I read it because they always try to talk about the things that he did. He got more than 50 patents for inventions, including an automatic brake, an egg incubator, and improvements to other technologies such as the safety circuit, telegraph, telephone, and phonograph. 1906, he created a Woods Queen Victoria electric vehicle. Oops. And then in 1916, the Woods gasoline electric engine. But for some strange reason, don't nobody know about this. You see what I'm saying? In 84, he received his first patent. And in 85, he patented an apparatus, combination of a telephone and telegraph, the telegraphony, which allowed a telegraph station to send voice and telegraph messages through Morse code over a single wire. He sold the rights to this device to the American Bell Telephone Company. Oops, one more time. I keep trying to tick. Listen, one more time. We learning about things. He patented the synchronous multiplex railway telegraph. Oh, let's go back here for this 1916 gasoline electric. Ain't they coming up all of a sudden now? Electric cars is the fashion all of a sudden? Wow. Anyhow, let's go down to 18. Following the great blizzard of 1888, the mayor declared that all wires got to be underground. Patent built upon previous third rail systems, which were used for light rails and increased the powerful use on underground trains. His system relied on wire brushes to make connections. Once the train had passed over, the wires were no longer live, reducing the risk of injury. It was successfully tested in February 92. Later that year, he was arrested and charged with libel after taking out an advertisement in a trade magazine warning against patronizing the American Engineering Company of New York City. The company had provided funds for Woods to patent the invention, but a crucial component of the invention was missing from the deal, which the manager of the company, James S. Zerbe, later stole. Of course, a jury acquitted Woods, but Zerbe had already patented the design in Europe, and the design was valued at $1 million. Woods patented the invention in 1893, and in 1901, he sold it to General GE. See, this is why we don't learn about our people, because we don't want to learn about the people. But we're going to learn about the people, because I'm learning about him as I'm sitting here broadcasting to you, talking about Granville P. Woods. He improved the Westinghouse air brake and subway tunnels. That's what I'm trying to make people understand. In 1896, Woods created a system for controlling electrical lights in theaters, which was economical, safe, and efficient, saving 40% of electricity use. Woods is also credited with the invention of the air brake for trains. However, George Westinghouse patented the air brake almost 40 years prior. Yeah, see, that's what I be trying to tell people about these patents and things like that. One more time. Now, one more time. More than 50 patents. But nobody knows about Granville Taylor Woods. But you're going to tell me that the guy who worked at the patent office, Einstein, is the genius. One more time. I got nothing against nobody. But this channel is committed to nothing else but the elevation, the evolution of blacks, B-L-A-X, black, B-L-A-C-K, people, period, period. I'm talking about the ones who were given the skills to contribute to the elevation of this whole wide world. Now, as I'm reading this, I keep saying this word, African-American. I don't say that word. I don't promote that word, because that word was not in existence at that time, and I'm not going to make it like it was then. He's a black man. He's a blacks. Excuse me. He's a blacks, black man. Because say it loud, I'm black, black, and I'm proud. I grew up with James Brown. Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. And gold gave me the ability to create blacks to the max. BLAXTOTHEMAX. I am black to the max. But I'm not here to brag on me, because it ain't about me. It's about Granville Taylor Woods. It's about all of our foreparents who created. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I'm going to spend 15 minutes speaking upon the contributions that our forefathers and our foremothers contributed to this whole wide world, not America, not black history. We're talking about whole wide world history, because they use tunnels, whole wide world. They use subways, whole wide world. And Elon Musk is getting all this credit for something that already was available back in the early 1900s. But since it was a black man, oh no. Since it was a black man, oh no. We have to figure out a way to get it. So when they bought the stuff from him, when they were steady buying from him, they were also taking over certain conditions. That's why the electric cars was not available back then, but they're available now. You know, one more time. The man was and is a genius. So when we start talking about patents, let's not talk about a guy who worked at the patent office and glorify him for being able to read Granville Taylor Woods' patents. I ain't going to say he read them, but all I know is somebody worked at the patent office and being called a genius. Well, here's a man, Granville Taylor Woods, nobody knows about, and he was and is a genius. One more time. As these times come about, so we get a better understanding as to how this goes about. One more time. All I'm talking about is the people who match me, the people who match you. Now, say it loud. Black's black and I'm proud. Say it loud. Black's black and I'm proud. Now, Sir Mr. Woods commiserated in where? And yeah, Woods died at a having death. He died at a Harlem hospital having sold a number of his devices to such companies as Westinghouse. He was erected at the cemetery in Elmhurst, Queens, Baltimore City Community College. In 2004, the New York City Transit organized an exhibit on Woods. That's beautiful. One more time. In April 8, the corner of Steeler and Memorial Avenues in Coney Island was renamed Granville T. Woods Way. Say it loud, black, and I'm proud. Glad to be a part of those who made it possible for this world. Whole round. Yeah. Black, black, and I'm proud. Peace out.